Saying this, though, it's just past 7 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 24, Johannesburg 22 en Mpumalanga 23 grade.
Another day and another loss for the Proteas men. ODI number 2 going down real badly. Another big victory for Pakistan and they clinch the series with a match to play. Traffic-wise, we have got queuing traffic at the various toll plazas and they are in particular De Hoek, Mpumalanga and the Vaal toll plaza. There's a crash Pretoria side and one northbound before the Bakwena Highway exit. And Bedford View, there's a stationary truck entering north on the ramp to the N12 east at Galulies.
En met daai nuus, dit is die laaste werksdag vir die meerderheid van die land. Die tasse is gepak en die feesseisoen vakansie begin. As jy nie op die pad is nie en jy vlieg.
And we're expecting the 20th to also be the busiest in the whole peak. We are requesting passengers to arrive 3 hours before to help us ease both the big numbers that are coming through, but also ensuring that we're able to support BMA in the implementation of their particular system.
Die 3 ure voor die tyd by die lughawens is vir internasionale vlugte. Die passasiers wat op binnelandse vlugte bespreek is, word gevra om 2 ure voor die tyd op te daag. Die lughawensmaatskappy se hoofuitvoerende beampte, Mpumi Mpofu, het die versekering gister gegee dat hulle wel oorgehaal is vir die toeloop van passasiers. Dit is egter nie vakansie vir almal nie. Die nasionale energiereguleerder werk nog vandag en dis 'n belangrike dag vir die beamptes. NERSA sal na verwagting vandag die aankondiging maak oor die 36% elektrisiteitstariefverhoging waarvoor Eskom aansoek gedoen het. Intussen het Eskom gister aangekondig dat dit 'n wins vir volgende jaar verwag. Die kragreus het 'n rekordverlies van 55 miljard rand in die 2024 boekjaar getoon, wat grootliks gedryf is deur die afskrywe van belastingbates ter waarde van 36,6 miljard rand. Dit hou verband met die ontbondeling van sy transmissieafdeling. Eskom se uitvoerende hoof Dan Marukane sê ten spyte hiervan het Eskom aansienlike vordering opgemerk en sluit in geen beurtkrag in die afgelope 6 maande nie.
This year was a painful year, but it was also a building year in terms of our path towards recovery. This is the year when the generation recovery plan was instituted. A lot of effort went into investing both in maintenance expenditure, in human resources. It's also a year where we started seeing the government debt relief program kicking into action.
Gepraat van geld as jy oog hou oor die rand. Die nuus is dat ons geldeenheid deur die nag verder verswak het teen 'n baie sterk dollar. 'N Dollar verhandel vanoggend teen R18.42, 'n euro R19.08 en 'n pond kos jou nou R22.98. As dit by die weer kom, in internasionale nuus, Luigi Mangione het gister in 'n hof in New York verskyn op klagtes van moord. Hy is die 26-jarige wat daarvan aangekla word dat hy die hoof van 'n gesondheidsversekeringsmaatskappy op straat in New York doodgeskiet het. Hy staar nou die doodstraf in die gesig. En nou by die weer, die ergste van die swaar reën is oor, maar dit gaan vandag bewolk bly met nog baie en donderbuie oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 24, Johannesburg, Mbombela en Polokwane 23, Emalahleni 22, Rustenburg 26. As jy vakansie gaan, Kaapstad 26, Kliberga 27, Durban 28, Bloemfontein 32. Ek skryf dit soos the top story at this hour. Authorities expect a peak in holiday travel today.
Yep, it is the busiest exit day for holiday makers. Because the return day, well, that's another story altogether, but we'll be talking about that volgende jaar. Right about January the 6th, I think.
Yeah, the Monday is the 6th, somewhere there. Yeah.
Right about the time where there's going to be more messes in Washington. Ah, hello.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Will Washington have money by then?
Hey, listen, I know you had said the rand het geswak teen die dollar and everything, but it's improved against the pound. Hey!
I know, it went from 23-something to 22-something.
Well, you know, Trump has already made it very clear that he's not interested